most of the state got pretty good growth out of the crops this year. When it got blooming and setting pods and getting serious about making beans, we had a pretty big factory in place. Certainly on the full season beans, and most of our beans this year were full season. But even some of the double crop beans were big enough to get the job done that we were looking for. And then, of course, the last 2 months of the season, we got some timely rains on most of the state. And that had as much to do with it as anything. We also didn't have any extremely hot temperatures. We don't know for sure how much trouble that causes, but the feeling is it causes trouble, and I think that's probably right. And we didn't have them. We never did hit 95 on most of the state. And that seems to be a magic cutoff for soybeans. If we can stay under 95, we're in pretty good shape.